Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
time is running out. Number five. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day, and that means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning, Kevin. Doing fantastic.
I looked at my calendar yesterday, and I saw 8 weeks to Election Day. Unbelievable. What do you make of the electorate? Less than 8 weeks out.
Well, if you look at the Suffolk poll that the Reno Gazette Journal released yesterday, you see that in almost all of the top races here in Nevada, it's anybody's game. All these races are neck and neck, very, very tight. There is a very big danger signal that I'm seeing out of that poll. I haven't seen a lot in the media talk about this, and it's not the undecided vote, and it's not even the horse race, between the Democrat and the Republican. The thing that Republicans need to be concerned with is the number of candidates who are running as either a third-party candidate or the none of the above are getting are way above the margin of error in the head-to-head poll. I think the third-party candidates and none of the above in the gubernatorial race is somewhere around 7%. Or maybe that was it's the U.S. Senate race, and I think it's close to 12% in the gubernatorial race, and that's very. And most of those candidates are more center right or conservative, and so that shows me that there's still a lot of angst among Republicans about supporting candidates that they don't think are sufficiently either supportive of Trump or sufficiently conservative.
And are they all? I have not looked at the Suffolk poll yet, but are all the races like? Razor thin margins?
Razor thin. I mean, for governor and U.S. Senate and I believe attorney general, I think all three of them are within the margin of error, the difference between separating the Democrat and the Republican. So, yeah, they are absolutely tight.
So as a political consultant, a guy that works for candidates, what do you tell them 8 weeks out?
Well, I think at this point they can't abandon their base. I think they're going to need, usually in the general election, you assume that your base is tied up. and you go after independent voters. But in this case, I don't think they've closed the deal with a sufficient fragment of their base. I mean, that third party and none of the above element. And actually, I'm kind of surprised that none of the above is actually rather small. It's around 2 or 3% in both of the two top races. It's the third party candidates from the Independent American Party, the Libertarian Party, and a couple of candidates who are running as just complete and total independents. And we've seen that, Kevin, in voter registration numbers as well, that the fastest growing segment in the Nevada voting population are people registering just with no party affiliation whatsoever. So I still think a lot of Republican candidates out there still need to do a lot more to firm up their base before November.
What are you seeing in the Danny Tarkanian, Susie Lee race? We're going to have Danny on a little bit later on in the show. How do you size up that race with now less than 8 weeks to go?
Yeah, I haven't seen, I don't believe the Suffolk polled in that particular race. Everything that I've seen and heard, though, shows that it's also a tight race. I would have to give Danny an advantage at this point, but I don't really, I mean, that's just anecdotal. I don't have any solid numbers or any polling to come from. And take for what it's worth, I am a paid advisor to the Tarkanian campaign, so take that for what it's worth. But I'll tell you, Kevin, what I have been surprised about, you know, going into this general election against the Democrat candidate, Susie Lee, I actually thought that Susie Lee had a lot more substance to her than apparently what is out there. The fact that she challenged Danny to two televised debates, Danny immediately accepted. She's only agreed to do one of those debates so far, and that's an in-studio, no questions from the audience, no question from voters, a one-hour debate that's going to be broadcast in two half-hour segments a week apart. I mean, that's the bare minimum that she can get away with and still call it a debate. But Danny countered and said, look, I want to do three televised debates and three public town hall debates where the voters get to ask questions, and she has just stiff-armed him on that. She refuses to respond. I think she's canceled one debate that she had previously agreed to participate in. I think she's just scared to death. I think people will recognize that there really is no there. It's all talking points, all flash, and there's no substance.
I've asked a lot of people, including some of my Democrat friends, who is Susie Lee? I mean, the only thing that I really know about her is she believes in leftist policies. She's really rich. She's a philanthropist. And beyond that, I don't know much about what she stands for. Do you get a sense of what of where she is on policy?
Well, and the shame is, I'm not even so sure how much of a philanthropist she is. I mean, she's very wealthy, and we all, aspire to be wealthy like that. But it's starting to look more and more like, you know, she's just a lonely housewife looking for something to do with her time. She's got the money. She can live a comfortable life, till the day she dies, and she's just looking for something to do. And I'm not even sure about that philanthropist notion of it. She's this big education champion. Again, but she won't subject herself to public scrutiny. She won't face Danny one-on-one. She's running this, basically phoning the whole campaign in through Twitter and paid negative attack ads. And I think it's a shame that the media isn't drilling down more to see if there's any substance behind the talking points. I think that's a real shame, and I don't think the media is doing the public a service by letting her get away with this.
We know there will be one debate. Do we know when that will be?
I think it's...
And I apologize for ambushing you on that, but I do not know specifically the date that they've settled on.
Danny will know. I believe it's scheduled to be recorded. Again, it's going to be a recorded debate, not even a live. I think it's scheduled to be recorded sometime in mid-October and then aired back-to-back, half hour the first week and a half hour a week later.
Wow. Let me just ask you, because Susie Lee, one of the things that I did see about her is that she is saying, I've dedicated my life to improving education in Nevada and all the things that she's done for education. Yet I look at education, and what does she have to show for it? Not much. I mean, we're still 50th in just about every category.
Yeah, exactly. You can't take credit for supposedly doing things to improve education and then not also accept the blame for the failures. in public education. And again, this is part of the media scrutiny. I think people should be demanding that the press bear down on her and say, okay, well, you want to take credit for claiming, I think one of her big claims in her recent ad is that the dropout rate has fallen. But there's a lot of other things to education, including most importantly, test scores, which, you know, they're recently just showed that test scores have improved, but man, just marginally. I mean, infinitesimal improvement. And this is after the largest tax increase in history was passed in Nevada in the 2015 legislative session. I mean, that's now 3 years ago, and this is all we got for the largest tax increase in history, where the money was supposedly to go to improving education. I think it's a dismal failure, and I think if she wants to take credit for improving education, she needs to be held accountable for the failures of it.
Chuck Booth joining us. He is the president of Citizen Outreach, and he's joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Nationally, the continuing threat to the president of the United States, he's unfit, he's unhinged, he's unfit to serve. We're seeing more of that both in the book by Bob Woodward and the anonymous op-ed. Have you ever been able to get an anonymous op-ed into any newspaper anywhere?
No, but to be fair, I've never even tried. I have maybe it's a bad habit of putting my name to anything that I put out there. I'm not afraid of the media scrutiny. I'll take my position and then let the chips fall where they may. I just think it's absolutely disgraceful that somebody is trying to undermine the president who's in his administration. Look, if you don't like the policies and the agenda of the president of the United States, who was duly elected by the people of the United States, then get out and go do something else. But, this to try to sabotage the president from the inside is disgraceful, and to do so anonymously for the New York Times to allow that to happen, it's not surprising. Look, the New York Times has been after the president since long before he was even elected. So it's not surprising, but it is disgraceful.
Still to come in this month, we are expecting a floor fight on Brett Kavanaugh. What is going to happen with what will end up being the 9th Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Chuck Booth joining us. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. And he's with us each and every Wednesday. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC-insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I always love it when we have Chuck Muth on because he gets it. I know that you've been talking, and we haven't really talked all that much about the initiatives. Three is the one where we've seen a ton of ads for no. We've seen some ads for yes. And I know people, my friends, are still wrestling. Do we vote yes on three or no on three? I know it's something you in print have wrestled with over the months. Have you come to a conclusion on what three means to consumers, and if three is good for Nevada?
Yeah, I mean, if the election were held today, I would definitely be voting yes on this. I think monopolies are not only a bad thing. I mean, we're in a free market economy, especially today. The technology has just changed so much, Kevin, that there's no reason for one company to have a government-imposed monopoly on electricity generation. There are all kinds of options out there. Other states have options. Some states, like California, have done it wrong, which is not really a surprise, I don't think, to any of your listeners. Other states have done it right. And the question three does not create a choice market in Nevada. What it does is requires the Nevada legislature to do its job and to create that market itself and with a regulatory framework. And we've done that before. I know people are afraid that the legislature could screw it up, and I understand that. I mean, some of those people up there could screw up a two-car funeral. But we have developed the gold standard for regulating gaming, and most recently, once the voters of Nevada passed legal marijuana, recreational marijuana, the legislature was able to take the best from other states who had gone before us and created what I think is probably a model for the rest of the country for a regulatory apparatus for regulating the sale of recreational marijuana. So it can be done. I think the fact that the No campaign is relying 100% on fear to make their point rather than an actual argument that's legitimate, I think should concern a lot of people. If they're undecided and they're wondering which way to go on this, don't cave into the fear. Look at the potential out there. And, Kevin, it's going to happen. If it doesn't happen this year, the way the market has developed with rooftop solar and people able to generate their own energy, there's going to be a choice in energy sooner or later. The question is whether or not we do it sooner and get ahead of the wave, or if we end up waiting until the last minute and we're the last one to jump on the bus.
And, again, casinos in Las Vegas have been trying to do this forever. I mean, if it's good enough for the casinos, isn't it good enough for the consumers?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember who has gone. I know that the Wynn, I believe, has gone with their own generation.
Yep.
They had to pay a big fee in order to be able to do that. Switch, a huge technology company, has exited the grid from the NV Energy monopoly. There was someone up north. There was another casino up in Reno, I think, last week that announced that they were leaving the grid. So it's going to happen. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. I think, folks just have to make the determination on whether they want to go ahead and do it now and let's get it started, or if they want to say no. And if they say no, Kevin, here's what's going to happen. The legislature will do what it's done the last three sessions on this issue. They will do absolutely nothing. They're not going to do anything until they're forced to. We found that out even after it passed the first time 2 years ago, yes, on three. It has to pass twice because this is a constitutional amendment. But even after it passed the last time, the legislature, knowing that the voters had passed it overwhelmingly, instead of taking the ball by taking the bull by the horns and doing something about it, they punted and figured, okay, it's better for us to go ahead and try to stop it rather than to embrace change and go forward into the future.
Hey, Chuck, 2 or 3 months ago, though, you brought up what I thought was a fairly cogent argument. You said, do we really want to add this to our state constitution? How did you get past that?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. When you read the actual the language of the constitutional amendment, it does not say how to create a free market in electricity, which I think a lot of people believe is there. It doesn't. It simply says that the legislature by the year 2023 must create a free market in energy. And that is what, helped me get past it. And again, also because it passed the first time, and even knowing that, the legislature still failed to act. I don't have any confidence whatsoever that if the measure fails on November the 6th, that the legislature next year will take this up and do it. And, when the legislature doesn't do the job we elected it to do, then the people have no choice but to, to put it in frank terms, take the law into their own hands and, put it in the Constitution, forcing the legislature to do what they're supposed to be doing. It doesn't create the market in the Constitution. It simply says we're guaranteed to have energy choice. There will be no monopoly anymore, and the legislature needs to figure out how to make that happen.
Final 45 seconds, 8 weeks out from a midterm election. Tell me what you are hearing from this electorate. Is it an angry electorate? Are we going to end up with a 2010 wave election? What exactly are we facing in November?
Now, I think here's what I think the whole election is going to boil down to, especially Nevada, because so many races are so close. It really is going to depend on President Trump. If the economy is continuing to do well, if he's continuing to do well, and he makes the pitch that I need these Republicans in Congress to continue the progress that we've already made, I think that's going to sway a lot of people, especially people who are voting for none of the above or these third-party candidates, to just kind of suck it up, hold their nose, and vote Republican.
Chuck, if folks want to read what you've got coming out every week, I love it, by the way, when I get it in my inbox. Where do they go? How do they get signed up?
Just sign up for our free email newsletter at NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
I love it. Chuck, have a great week, a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
You do the same, Kevin. Take care.
Thanks. Chuck Booth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. My name is Kevin Wall. Oh, we're going to talk about your money. Yeah, your money. Greg Herlin will stop by. We'll talk with him. And a lot more coming up live and local now.
Relax, 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Yeah, we always like to talk about your money. We like to talk about things that matter to you. And one of the things I know that matters to you is how do you make your nest egg bigger, better, higher producing? And a guy that I love him to death. He is Greg Herlin from GregHerlin.com. And I want to go back to the beginning. You've been on for, gosh, over a year, year and a half, something like that. And one of the things I know that we've talked about is your concept, which I think is amazing, of being the bank. There are a lot of projects that are out there that need funding. People are trying to build buildings. They're trying to start businesses. And you provide them with the capital, but you are essentially the bank. And I want to ask you, can you just go through, just to give me the 2-minute synopsis of what it is you do for a living?
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin. It's great to be back. So we talk about two things. One, first and foremost, taking control of your money, self-directing your IRA funds or your retirement funds and investing in what you know or understand. Most of those that I talk to like that concept. They're like, I'm sick of the traditional stock market. My financial advisor doesn't ever call me or whatever the case is. So I would like to take control and invest what I want. And what you might want is different than others, but a lot of my followers like to invest in banking and lending, where they lend on real estate, where they get fixed rate of returns. But that real estate can be creative. And we'll talk about some of that maybe this morning. But being the bank lending, and I like to say investing in rocks and not stocks, you know, owning something that has real collateral, a piece of real estate. Yeah, the market can crash, but if it crashes, guess what? You still own a home or a commercial property, whatever the asset may be, and it should be income producing. And so a lot of my followers, a lot of my clients, they use their retirement funds or part of the retirement funds to lend, be the bank, lend their money to different developers, different commercial real estate flippers, guys that are out there in every day looking at deals. And my investors love lending to them so they can keep their full-time jobs or keep their retirement the way it is and get passive income in different real estate transactions. And so that's in a nutshell what we do.
And what's the advantage to using your retirement funds, your self-directed IRA?
Well, look, you and I both can invest in this real estate, excuse me, next door and do it out of our LLC or out of our own pockets. When we do so, obviously those gains when we sell or create income, we'll pay taxes on. If you do that same investment on this land next door or anywhere, all your gains are tax deferred or you pay no taxes at all if you do it inside of a Roth. And so a lot of our clients either have a traditional or a Roth self-directed IRA with us at Horizon Trust Company. And so we help you set that account up. We don't make decisions of where you're going to invest it. We help you facilitate, create the vehicle, create the account, get your money there, and then you make that decision. Do you want to invest in real estate? Do you want to invest in cryptocurrency, you want to invest in metals and coins, whatever it may be, but you get to invest in what you know and what you understand. Most of our investors are investing in real estate because they understand it. It makes sense to them.
I know the new hot investment is mm-hmm. cannabis.
Yes.
Everybody wants to be in cannabis, either as a grower, as a dispensary, medical, recreational, doesn't matter. Anything that is weed is popular. And are you getting calls for deals involving cannabis?
Absolutely. And so, you know, last year I think we talked about cryptocurrency, and now everyone's in the cannabis industry. And so when I say everybody, everyone wants to be in the cannabis industry. And so there is a lot of opportunity. There's also obviously risks. Yes, we've seen and we've helped fund 4 or 5 different projects here in town where our clients, our investors, were able to use their funds and lend to these cannabis industry owners where they are buying buildings, buying facilities or warehouses or commercial parks where they're putting dispensaries, And what's unique and creative about it is, look, you and I, or maybe we can, maybe we can't, but the typical person out there who has $100,000 can't just go buy a commercial park and or be involved in the cannabis industry. It just doesn't work. But how they facilitate that, how they create that, is they actually create a loan. And so let's say you are going to go and open up or buy a business park and then put a dispensary in there. Well, I could lend you, Kevin, my $100,000, part of that $3 million loan that you request from me. And in return, my terms might be I want to get a fixed interest rate plus a portion of the gross revenues of all the tenants, including the dispensary tenants. And so it's been very creative and very interesting. I've had literally thousands of people here in Nevada lend their money out just like what I'm talking about, and they're in the cannabis industry. And so they're getting some decent returns. I want to say decent because I don't like to say too big of returns, especially as we're, you know, we're
talking. Are we talking like banks, like 1% or 2% or something like that?
Double digit, more than double digit returns, that, definitely. So I wouldn't say quite in the 20s, although I've seen some 20s. But they're anywhere from 10 to 20% or even more. And so it's look, it is a hot topic. But it's only growing. It's only getting better, you know, and it's interesting because as I talk out there, at first I was afraid to talk about it because I was like, I don't think people are going to want to lend their money in a deal that's cannabis, you know, it's a drug, right? And so, and it's not, you know, it's not federally approved, and there's some different things that, you know, hurdles with it still. And what I've learned is almost everybody has a story about how it's helping someone today. A grandparent, a parent themselves, a child. I mean, it's very interesting, and so it does help and change a lot of lives.
You know, I use it. I use it. I've got a bad shoulder. I've got bursitis in the rotator cuff, and I've been using it, and it works. It works. They use it for autistic children. I mean, there are parents that would love to have this technology. And what you're saying is, you can help. You can help in that by investing.
Well, it's exciting because these loans that come in, anybody can actually be involved in this industry in this form, in this fashion. And typically, you can't be involved because you didn't go in and get a license. You're not running it. You can't. You have to go through the whole application
process. You're not connected.
Process.
You're not connected to powerful people that can help you.
Yeah, and you don't have enough money for it or whatever the case is. This is one way, actually, just being the lender. So you're the lender on a piece of real estate that might have different tenants in there, including cannabis industry and other space in these buildings. And so it's a creative way of getting involved and getting engaged and getting a little higher returns as a lender using your IRA or non-IRA monies. We have a lot of clients who live off those monthly checks. Every month they get that check, and you know it's super important to them. It's maybe 10 or 20% of their income every single month. And what I love about it is clients that invest in the lending concept, be it cannabis buildings, you know, or real estate or flipping, it's consistent and it's passive, and it has rocks. It has security behind it.
This is not your first lending rodeo. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for a long time. You got thousands of satisfied customers. But I'm curious, how does somebody begin with GregHerlein.com?
Well, if you go to my website, GregHerlein.com, or if you call our number, 702-987-8601, or go to my website, we'll do a free consultation. Look, we've lent over $1.5 billion in different real estate transactions over the last 15 years. And so we're very familiar with it. We make sure there's title insurance and policies and that you're recorded the correct way. A lot of things where people try to like get an extra 1 or 2%, but they miss it big time because they might not secure the money the right way. We help you with all that. We hold your hand through the process. Again, if you go to our website, my website, GregHerlein.com, we'll give you a free one-on-one consultation, at least talk to you about it, see if it's a good fit. We'll talk to you also about your IRA and see if you should self-direct a portion of your funds and invest in a passive way where you avoid all your taxes. What's cool about it is if you do it this way and you lend these monthly checks, so if you put $100,000 in there and you're getting, you know, 9 or 10%, $9,000 or $10,000 a year, that's just the interest. So your $100,000 at the end of the year is still $100,000 and you've pulled out $9,000 or $10,000. Most people in their retirement ages are pulling out monthly checks, but at the end of the year, their $100,000 is like $95,000. It's going down, so they're outliving their retirement.
Okay, so they sign up at GregHerlein.com, and all of a sudden they say, okay, I've got this big pile of money, this $100,000, this $150,000. Where do I put it? Do you recommend? Do you just show them the menu and let them choose what it is they're going to invest in? How does that work?
So after we do the consultation, we find out kind of what they're looking for, and we teach them concepts. We actually have a few videos that we'll give you as well to give you just about a half an hour of education they can do on their own. We then get more or less give them a menu. Every month, our mortgage brokerage company called CapSource, which has been around for 21 years, we get loan requests every single week. We underwrite each loan. We do our due diligence. And so, yeah, you get a menu, and you kind of raise your hand and say, hey, look, I got on the next deal, I've got $100,000 or $50,000. I'd like to see what you have, and you can invest in those different deals. And so every single week we have, every week or two, we have new deals that people can invest in. We're constantly rejecting different loans that come in. People are requesting funds that might not fit our parameters, might not have the right loan to values. And so we just kind of teach you the concept, and then you make the decision. The investor makes the decision. We don't say, hey, you know, put your money here, and it's like a mutual fund of deals. You never give a check to our company. It goes directly to title company. The title company funds the deal, and you get your monthly checks.
Explain how people find you, though. I'm curious how people find you. They're building a building. They're building a cannabis grow house. They're building whatever it is they're building. How do they find you?
Well, from a borrower standpoint, the actual people looking to borrow money, they find us. I hate to say it this way because when I was 15 years ago, I hated this answer, but it's the truth. We've been doing this a long time. My business partner has been doing it here in town for 35 years. So we have a plethora and a ton of relationships where we're getting loan requests all the time. And so that's not hard. With people finding us, that they either know us or they've been referred to us by someone who's borrowed money from us before, we have more requests than money. And so really the other side of it is you know, when the investors typically refer us after they've had success, they'll invest more money with us or they'll refer their friends or family. So the lending side is typically where we're always looking for and trying to grow because we always have a demand for loans. We have great loans, great borrowers. And typically, to answer your question even further, is most of our clients or borrowers, I should say, once they borrow from us and have a good experience and they pay off our investors, they come back to us with their next loan. They're doing more and more deals. We like to lend to the same borrower. If a borrower's on time, pays on time and pays us off, and our investors are happy, we like to lend to them rather than some new person coming in and saying, hey, look, I want to borrow money. I'm A paper, whatever the case is. We like a proven track record. It's just like those guys, you know, that talk about, oh, my credit score is a 750. I would rather lend to a guy with a 550 credit score who's paid off our loans every single year the last 10 years than a guy with a 750 credit score who was either late or has never done a deal with us before. Banks typically like a high credit score. That's what's important to them. How much jewelry and furniture can I write in the application? We don't care about that. We care about the integrity of the borrower. We care about the deal itself. We lend on the deal. That way, if there's ever a problem, we have real estate as security, not a guarantor who has a 750 credit score.
I want to ask you because for a lot of people, they're looking at their retirement nest egg. And they may be 5-10 years away from retirement. They may be in their 50s and they can see retirement off in the distance, but it's not right on top of them. One thing that scares them to death is doing anything that's going to disrupt this flow of income and the security that comes with knowing that you've got, you know, $100,000 IRA here and a $200,000 IRA and, you know, from some other employer. You've got people that work for you that can walk people through this. Can you explain who some of these people are and what it is? Something as simple as how do I convert all of these 401ks into a self-directed IRA? Can you do that? Can you literally walk people through that process?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. In fact, your comment, I mean, right now is an interesting time. I mean, the market's been good, right? The stock market's been good. You know, consistently, the stock market's not typically good year after year. And so what's going to change? Now, I hope it's going to be great, right? But I don't buy the stock HAP, hope and pray. That's not how I invest. You know, most people do buy HAP because they just put it away with a financial advisor and they hope and pray that in 10 years from now when they retire that the market's high and they're good. That stock is well overdue. You need to get out of that stock of HAP. What you need to invest in something you understand. And so, yes, our team holds your hand. We help you with the process. We actually fill out the whole application for you. We then email it to you or you can come into our office, sign everything. So it's very a simple process of moving the funds. Let's say, Kevin, you got your $50,000 or $100,000 Fidelity, and you want to move over a portion of it to self-direct into these lending opportunities. We fill out the whole thing for you. We send it to you. You sign it. Send it back to us. We then, on your behalf, request the funds from Fidelity to the trust company. That takes about 7 days. So the money leaves Fidelity, goes directly to Horizon Trust Company, our trust company. When it arrives there, we can notify you and say, hey, Kevin, your $50,000 arrived. Here's the menu of different options that we have at CapSource you can look at. You look at those options, say, hey, I want to pick this one. We, again, populate all the documentation for you. Our videos are really important, too. So if you go to my website, gregherlin.com, and click there, we'll send you my videos for free. And you can, and we actually break down each one of those steps for you. So if you watch those 30, 40 minutes of videos, you're going to understand it from pretty much A to Z. Then it's more of a matter of the process of paperwork that we handle for you.
I want to ask you, because I know there are a lot of people that probably are still contributing to IRAs, and you have the opportunity with an active IRA or a 401k, I should say, and with an active 401k, you can still borrow from that. So is it conceivable somebody could borrow from their 401k?
Yeah,
and begin investing in your projects?
Yeah, I mean, that's, just frankly, that's not the most ideal way of doing it. I would say most people that work with us either have an IRA or an old 401k. So if everyone here in Vegas, for the most part, has moved in the last 10 years, got a new job, whatever the case is. Anyone that's got an old 401k, Kevin, I think you've got one. We've talked about it before. If you have an old 401k from a previous employer where you worked before, that's eligible to roll over into a Roth or a traditional IRA. If we Roth, we'll convert it for you, but you can roll that over into a self-directed IRA with us. And so that's the best way of doing it. Otherwise, yes, you are right. You can take a loan from your current 401k, from your current employer, take a loan up to 50% or $50,000, whichever is less, and use that for whatever you want, education, whatever. You can go on vacation if you want with it, or you can invest in this as well. But the ideal client for us is someone who has an old 401k that's stagnant, not paying attention to it, and looking for a better return.
Okay, I want to go back to the beginning, because this is always the toughest part of people saying, okay, how do I start? How do I begin? How do I get involved? Let's go back to the beginning just real quick and outline how people can actually get involved.
So first, go to my website, gregherlin.com. It's H-E-R-L-E-A-N. Wow, I had a hard time spelling my last name today. Gregherlin.com. If you go to my website and just click on there where it says you heard us on the radio show, we'll send you a gift and we'll also give you a phone call. This is not a sales phone call. This is like, hey, how can we help you? What questions do you have? If you don't want to invest, or if you don't want to roll over, or if you decide, look, I want to roll over my self-directed IRA and do my own stuff. I want to start my own small cannabis business. Cool. You can do it. Or if you want to invest in your own real estate, that's fine as well. We'll answer your questions for you. So really, if you just go to the website or give us a call, we'll just walk you through it. Really, that is the first step, because once you call us, we're going to find out where you're at. Everyone's at a different place. If you have a 401k or an IRA, or if you have funds outside of a retirement plan that you want to just invest directly into deals, you can do that. We just need to find out where you are, how old you are, and kind of what kind of income you're looking for, and then we talk to you about different options. From that, you take all the education and you take our different opportunities and you read them. You understand them. The 3, 4, 5 pages long, the cliff notes of an actual project that we've underwritten. And you make the decision. You contact us and say, yes, I like that. And you say, yes, this is how much money I want to put in there. There's no hard sales tactic here. We've been doing this long enough. I don't care. If you don't want to invest in this with us, cool. If you want to invest in your own real estate, even better. I'm a big catalyst on taking control of your funds, whatever that may be. If it's investing in your own business and real estate, awesome. I love it. I want to hear all about it. Well, success stories to me are people that are actually taking control, paying attention to their retirement funds.
It's going to be fascinating as more and more people come to gregherlin.com and find out the amazing story. And I'm sure you've got a bunch of very satisfied clients who are repeat clients. They're investing in different projects today, 6 months from now, a year from now. And these are all people that they've won.
Yeah, they have, and we beat the last 12, 13 years, the stock market only has beat us 1 year. Otherwise, our real estate returns have been better. And so, look, it's about getting passive, consistent returns. That's what it's about. Like, you don't want to be that guy who keeps all their money in the stock market and then you retire that year that it happens to actually drop. So don't be too risky and too aggressive on investing all of your funds in something you have no control over.
Yeah, we talk a lot about listener benefit. When we give away tickets to a music event or a sporting event, there's a listener benefit. And this is one of those listener benefit things where people can actually increase that retirement nest egg.
Can I say one more thing? I'm going to give you my book as well. Anyone that goes to my website, I'll give you my book for free. I'll send it out to you, Flip Bank Live. It's a big book I wrote. I'll send it out to you. Just send me, put your information in, and I'll send you my free book.
I love it. Greg Herlin, GregHerlin.com. Thanks so much, man. We'll do it again.
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
GregHerlin.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The latest polling indicates the race in CD3 is razor thin. Danny Tarkanian, Susie Lee. Danny Tarkanian joins us live and local next.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special, 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.